Well, first and foremost, I think I'm a little bit tired. Wow, that was emotionally such an amazing game. But I'm just proud of how these guys responded today and our team responded. Obviously, we have a resilient group, and we have guys in this locker room that are dedicated each and every day to keep coming in, keep working hard. And I know the season hasn't gone exactly how we wanted it to, but it's a testament to the guys in the locker room and also speaks to about the character of this team, the way that they continue to fight. And today was a great win. It was fun to come into the locker room and enjoy this experience. And like I said, I'm just proud of how we performed and continue to fight today.
Matt, how did you guys hold it together through all of the twists and turns in the last, I don't know, 15 minutes or so?
Right. You know, you just have to continue to push forward. You know, this is an emotional game, and there's ups and downs, there's ebbs and flows. And, you know, for us, I think that we just continue to push forward no matter what the circumstance was. And, you know, at the end of the day, we came out on top, and that's what playing this game is all about, is the W at the end of the day. And it doesn't matter how you get there, but it feels good to get that victory.
You've had some experience as a backup quarterback in your career. Right. How do you handle the mentality, the mental aspect of coming in cold when your number is called?
You know, I think it's, for me now that I've been doing it for a little while, it's just always about being accountable to your teammate throughout the course of the week. You know, I'm a firm believer in practice preparation becomes game reality. And by that, I just mean that you got to put in the work during the week. And then if your number's called, you know, then you should be prepared come Sunday. Now, I'm not saying that by any means it was perfect, but, you know, and there's going to be a ton of things that I'm going to watch on film and go, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I did that or this. You know, there's always room for improvement, but I'm just excited that I was able to help this team to victory today, and we had a lot of guys contribute in that room. The offensive line was outstanding. Adrian Peterson, obviously, another 200-yard game for him. The receivers did a great job. So offensively, it made it easy for me.
Your name has been not in the conversation regarding a possible starting quarterback in recent weeks. Does right. A game like this show that you should be in the conversation as Vikings starting quarterback?
You know what? I don't make those decisions, to be completely honest with you. My job is to go out and get prepared each and every week. Whatever the coach asks me to do, you know what? I'm going to do it and put my best foot forward. You know, I might not always agree with it, but at the same time, my job is to go out there and be prepared and be accountable to those guys in that locker room.
It seems like it's more of a coincidence that you and Greg Jennings have a pretty strong connection going. You target him right away.
Right.
What is it about? Do you feel like that's true?
I mean, well, I think, you know, Greg and I hit it off since we got here, and we came in together as free agents, and he's such a tremendous man, and he works hard, and he's a very smart football player. And, you know, it's been great for me to be around a guy like that and a guy that's continued to motivates himself to get better each and every day. And we just have a great relationship. You know, we love talking football. We both have families, some small children. I was just at his daughter's birthday party yesterday. So, you know, it's just a lot of fun, and it's Greg's a great player. So it's been good.
You've been around the 4th and 11. Takes from that play, what are you seeing? You're on your 8-yard line.
Right. It was crunch time there. You know, I thought the offensive line did a heck of a job holding up, and we had a backside end cut against split safety coverage, and that's where the read took me. And Cordero did a great job of winning, and we were able to hit it and continue to, you know, move forward on the drive. I think any time you're caught in a situation, the great part about it is just the fact that you have 4 downs in that situation, and so any given play can make the difference. And it just happened to be that play was 4th and, like you said, 15, and it was a big conversion for us.
You've been around good backs. You played Jamal Charles. What sets Adrian apart?
You know, he's got tremendous heart, you know, and all the physical talent aside, he works at his craft, and he works tremendously hard, and he puts in the time, he puts in the hours, and, you know, I think that really is what's so special about him.
Talk about the play. The ball bounced off Ellison's hands for the interception. They go the other way, and then, you know, they
right.
get stopped at midfield, and, you know, just take us through that play.
You know, the play was, I think it was cover 1 or something like that. I knew I had man-to-man, and I was trying to get him the ball quickly. And unfortunately, you know, Rhett's done a tremendous job for us, and unfortunately it just, you know, went off his hands, and he wasn't able to bring it in. And then thankfully we were able to stop the linebacker from, you know, running down the field.
What about the tackle? That was a pretty angry tackle on your part there on the interception.
Oh, I was upset. I was playing with anger. I hope he felt that too, right? He probably was like, I just ran him over. That was great. One more opportunity to hit him.
What was the key to the rhythm in that game time? You've seen a lot of, you know, leads given up to the other team this
right.
year. That drive, you know, the tie. What was the key to the rhythm that you guys had?
You know, like I said, guys just continue to fight and continue to get open. It was about making, you know, the right read, the offensive line doing their job, the receivers getting open, and the depth in their routes, and just the ability to continue to push forward no matter what adversity came our way. And then also our defense did a tremendous job, you know, not giving up and continue to fight. And like I said, it was just an all-around great team victory, and it's great to come in the locker room after a win.
Matt, you talk about preparation and accountability. What's allowed you, as this season's gone on, you come in here this offseason, obviously the year hasn't gone the way that any of you wanted it to just to stay that sharp and come in situations like today and really be ready for them.
That's a great question. You know, I think that just for any of us, but this is what we get paid to do. You know what? Our job is not to complain or worry about this, that, or the other, or who's playing, who's not playing. Our job is to go out, prepare, and put yourself in the best position possible to be successful on Sunday. And if you're worried about all the other minutiae and all that stuff, well, then it takes away from what you can do, and, you know, you don't do your job as well. And I've learned that over the years. It's not something that, you know, you don't learn with experience. But at the same time, you know, my job is to go out and be ready and accountable to those guys in the locker room.
What might Christian Ponder have told you at halftime when he knew he wasn't going back out there? And did you talk to him after the game? And what might he have said? Just take us through that.
You know what? I got a chance to talk to Christian after the game, and unfortunately, you know, he sustained that hit and was knocked out of the game. At the same time, you know, Christian's a great player, a great guy, and he's a great teammate. And he came up and congratulated me, and I gave him a big hug and told him to get back soon.
Time for a couple more?
Yeah, with 4 minutes to go, you have the ball in overtime there. Did you think, here comes another tie, or I mean, what are you kind of looking at there as the clock's winding down and you're driving?
Well, I mean, it's been two long weeks for us. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I think that all of our mentality is where we have to get out of this thing with a win, no matter what, you know, what it takes. And the linemen in the huddle, everybody, you know, they were as fired up as when I came in the game in the third quarter. So they were ready to go, and they're like, they were all yelling, hooting, hollering, let's go get this thing. So it was fun to be in that huddle.
After you came in the game, how do you believe the team did on offense, both passing and running?
Well, I think, like I said, we had a very good second half. There's going to be room to improve, there's no doubt. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to the W, and it was great to get a win.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.